Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The elite's minions within the inept court system are bungling the best laid plans of the perverse and crooked establishment. And so it goes amongst the New York elite, who are now in yet another panic after a list of alleged clients of the student prostitute in the Sarah Lawrence sex cult case was inadvertently published online.
We're back covering the shocking allegations against Lawrence Ray, a 60-year-old dad accused of starting a sex cult with his daughter's college classmates after getting out of prison. He's now facing claims that he subjected his alleged victims to sexual and psychological manipulation and physical abuse. But long before these sex cult accusations came to light, Lawrence was a well-connected world traveler whose friends included former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Carrick, who joins us now.
And to give you an idea, Doc, of the, you know, the spectrum of people that he was around, he called me up from an airplane one time, and he said, pick me up at JFK. I'm coming into JFK. I've got some friends. And as he got off the plane and he was walking toward my car, I'm looking out the window, and I said, wow, I said, this guy that he's walking with, he really looks like President Mikhail Gorbachev of the Soviet Union.
Gosh.
And he puts Mikhail Gorbachev in the backseat of my car. Another time, he picks up the phone of my car. He calls the commandant of the United States Marine Corps, General James Jones. Another time, he invites me to a private dinner, and I walk in, and it's him, Governor Mario Cuomo, and Senator Robert Torricelli of New Jersey.
Just as quickly as the list was under seal, it was released. A mad attempt to undo the damage was ongoing, but unfortunately for them, the Daily Mail acquired a copy of the 121 names that only scraped the surface. According to the Daily Mail, the now-released document is an exhibit admitted in the federal case against 62-year-old Larry Ray, who is charged with operating a sex cult out of his daughter's dorm room at Sarah Lawrence College.
After years of allegations about unspeakable abuse against young people he met as college students, 60-year-old Lawrence Ray was arrested at this New Jersey home on Tuesday.
One of his daughter's roommates and one of the female victims in the indictment were in the residence at the time.
According to the indictment, Ray held so-called therapy sessions in his daughter's dorm, alienating several of the victims from their parents after earning their trust. The document says he controlled them by using verbal and physical abuse, which escalated after he and some of the victims later moved to New York City. The indictment also charges Ray with depriving his victims of food and sleep and taking explicit pictures of some of them. Prosecutors say he accused them of lying and stealing, and in response, they say he asked for money, eventually extorting nearly $1 million.
Ray directed his victims to obtain money for him by other means, by draining their parents' savings, and worse, forced labor and prostitution.
Ray is also accused of demanding taped confessions from his victims for supposed crimes they committed.
Are you making this by your own free will?
Yes.
In this video uploaded in 2017, an apparently disoriented young woman says she tried to poison Ray, an unsubstantiated allegation.
Did you in fact poison me?
Yes.
Among the Johns on the list are a top executive at the Gap clothing firm and her husband. They were one of two married couples that were included. A former New York State Supreme Court judge is also named. Another alleged client is a painter who has studios in Manhattan's East Village and in Italy. A third, an architect famous for designing colleges and university buildings. An investment executive who was also a pedophile in Jeffrey Epstein's infamous Little Black Book of Contacts. Other names include a hedge fund manager who has his name on a museum on a building in New York, a Washington, D.C. lobbyist, and an international diamond dealer. Also included is an executive at the Metropolitan Transit Authority, an account executive at Amazon, and a veteran travel writer. Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Keith Raniere, Allison Mack, Peter Nygaard, and now Larry Ray. They will all merely be replaced to supply the debauched elite with the flesh for their fantasy lifestyle. Meanwhile, they continue to pervert our own children with their demonic policies. John Bound reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday edition. When I say live, Owen Schroyer is live studio. I am taping this in the morning from my home before I go and get some more medical tests. I'm 48. I'm under a lot of stress. And Dr. Marble was in studio as a guest on other issues on Monday and saw some signs of some concerning things. Check me out. With a stethoscope and blood pressure machine, and said that he thought I should go get checked out by a doctor. And so as soon as I could get into a clinic versus checking myself into the emergency room would have been Wednesday morning. And I think it would be a big deal. I just had my lawyers contact them and say, hey, we probably need to move this deposition. They've moved depositions on us, dates and times, at least five times that we can document. And so it's really not that big a deal. I've already sat three times for depositions in the Sandy Hook case. We've given them over 300,000 pages of documents. They got all our financial records, everything for a defamation case. And so when you see my financials on the news, when you see all the depositions with me on the news, and then you see that I've been defaulted, excuse me, when you see that I've been defaulted saying I gave them nothing, it's all a lie. These are show trials. These are staged events. But I intend to sit for the deposition, the fourth one. I intend to fight, even though I'm in a court case in Connecticut and Texas with three different cases, two in Texas, one in Connecticut, where I've been found guilty by the judges. Now, every American, even if they have a low IQ, knows you're innocent until proven guilty, and the judges don't find you guilty. Default judgments are when somebody never shows up one time or never shows up to court or doesn't file papers or gets caught filing fraudulent documents. And even then you get sanctioned with lesser sanctions. We have been fed into the Democratic Party process by political judges. Take Travis County. They indicted Rick Perry years ago, the governor, when he vetoed a bill. That's in the state constitution. He's allowed to veto a bill. And I won't go into the whole story about the county attorney got caught super drunk, spitting and attacking police like a demon with a spit bag over her head. And she ran the Texas Anti-Corruption Commission that under state law is given all this money. So Perry said, if you don't remove her, I'm going to veto the tens of millions of dollars that go to it. They wouldn't remove her, so he vetoed it. They indicted him. He had to spend $2 million and 3 years fighting it. You can go look up interviews where he talks about it. This is the same stuff, ladies and gentlemen. They picked a few things I talked about years ago out of context, made me the Sandy Hook man, And now when we go to court, literally the judges are primping with their mirrors and their makeup, and they're miking them up and miking up the lawyers and the BBC and HBO and you know, all the Netflix are there. And then they get up and say, he's getting rich off Sandy Hook. He made his whole career off of it. As the New York Times writer says, buy my book. It just came out in time for the trial. Buy my book. Everything they say about me is who they are. And the groups around the Sandy Hook tragedy have brought in hundreds of millions of dollars of donations. Some of the people involved rake in up to $1 million a year themselves personally. And when we go to trial, all that's coming out one way or another. These judges that aren't judges think they can contain this and control all this. It's going to be their Waterloo, because America knows how corrupt and out of control this system is. So, look. My health issues are my issues, and they're private, and they're protected by HIPAA. And, you saw this judge up in Connecticut yesterday, and you saw the lawyers, these Democrat Party lawyers that work for Blumenthal, openly saying, we want him arrested and put in jail if he doesn't show up for some multi-day long, the way Connecticut law works, it's just unlimited long deal. And so when I talked to these doctors, they said, you're crazy. You need to go home. You need to go get these tests. I got more tests set today, more tomorrow. And you need to stay away from the microphone. Well, here I am, even though I shouldn't be on here, because I have to respond to the hundreds of news articles, including the Associated Press, that are attacking me and saying I'm a horrible person. But I guess, I might just release my medical records and make you all look like fools. I mean, I've had EKGs. I've had scans. I've had it all. And I started getting sick after I got COVID last year, almost killed my dad, and I took care of them, and it was really bad Delta variant, and I got spike protein, and like everybody else, it attacked my cardiovascular system, okay? And so, again, somebody on death row is allowed to go get their medical treatment, and hearings and things are postponed, but I'm treated worse than somebody on death row. And so we got all this huge Russia-Ukraine news. We've got all this, middle schools locking the doors with fences around them to march the kids around as captives of the whole leftist agenda. And then for weeks on end, everything is LGBT sexual indoctrination. And we got serious stuff to be talking about here. And I'm literally, quite frankly, was looking forward to these depositions. So I was going to chew this Chris Matty guy out. Then they're like, you're crazy if you go do your normal 10, 12, 14-hour work days. You can't do it. And so I got some more tests coming up today and tomorrow, and I'm going to get those knocked out, and I should be fine. But I might have to go on some medication or whatever. And it's just the stress of this world. I really care. And I've never really made any bones about that. But, again, they want me arrested. When that's not even in the law, to have another state's judge hold somebody in contempt in a civil case and then have someone arrested until they sit in front of the former federal prosecutor that set up the innocent governor of Connecticut and sent him to prison. I mean, that's who these people are. They want me in jail. They want me silenced. They want you silenced. And so many of these articles are completely wrong. Jones was ordered to be in a deposition, but he was on air Tuesday. The depositions were Wednesday and Thursday. Jones was at his studios doing the show on Wednesday. No, I wasn't in the studios doing it. In fact, I wasn't on the phone. I recorded it sitting here on my couch at home on an iPhone and sent it to him, just like I'm sending this at 8 in the morning to my crew. And I'm going to try to just forget about all this and turn the computer off and all of it, and just, try to take care of myself. And yeah, sorry, leftist, my health comes before you and your plan to become famous off my name and to steal my identity and to say I'm the Sandy Hook man. You're the Sandy Hook people. You eat, drink, sleep, and everything. If that's what you do, I will continue to question any big event, because a lot of times they're staged, like the Gulf of Tonkin, Jesse Smollett, WNDs in Iraq. The list goes on and on. But you guys are the ones that dredge this up and misrepresent what I've said over and over again, and it's disgusting. So you guys can move your depositions. You guys can do whatever you want, however you want, whenever you want. And then after all these depositions, all these things I've done, you turn around and say that I have not time you say that I have, I'm hiding and all this crap. Everybody knows Alex Jones doesn't hide. Everybody knows Alex Jones on the front lines of this situation. And I appreciate the listeners supporting us. We intend to battle all of these kangaroo court operations, but it takes money to hire the lawyers to do it. So please continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Also our other great sponsors have a lot of great products. And that's basically, for everybody that tuned in today and want to know where Alex Jones is, that's it. And, like I said, they want me arrested. And again, they tell you I'm defaulted. I'm already guilty. Well, then why am I having to testify if I'm guilty? And again, I'm happy to go do that. It's just that this isn't the time for me to be doing that. And they got to move depositions, so I am as good as these people are. I have rights. I have a First Amendment. And I have a right to my medical life. And I'm sorry if you don't like that. I know all over the world they're taking conservatives and Christians' health care away. The left has their social credit score. These people are dangerous authoritarians, and they know it, and they're going to be defeated. All right, back to Owen Schroyer and the live broadcast. Infowars.com, the front lines of human liberty.
Get some tomorrow if you stay over.
Oh my goodness, this is insane.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Let me just tell you, it's just absolutely crazy.
I'm sorry. If you just knew what goes on behind the scenes here, I mean, it's just insane.
Folks, nobody could do it like InfoWars, though. I'll tell you that. Nobody could do it like InfoWars. And you know what? Someday this will all be behind us, and we'll probably write books, and there'll be documentaries, and it's just the whole shock and awe factor of it. But I have to somehow clear my mind of all that, clear my mind of all the legal stuff I've been dealing with all morning as I just sit right down in this chair and get ready to cover all of this news. But let me just tell you, folks, have you ever heard the story of Mike the Durable? I was telling this to the crew the other day. There's this ancient folklore of Mike the Durable. And apparently it's a true story. Maybe it's been exaggerated over time, but there's actual legal documents because there was criminal charges involved in the murder of this man, Mike the Durable, where I believe it was the 1920s or 1930s, this old Irishman who was homeless and was just a total alcoholic, a booze hound. And I guess back in the day, you could take out a life insurance policy on somebody and it didn't even matter if they were poor or rich, and you would get a payout if they died. And so this group of people, and guys, you can plug it in, Mike the Durable, into a search engine. You'll find all the stories and the legal records. And so these crooks took out a life insurance policy on Mike the Durable because he was this homeless booze hound that basically every day would drink until he passed out. And that was basically all he would do. He'd live on the street and he'd frequent these four or five bars that were owned by these, whatever they called the booze dealers at the time. And they decided, hey, let's give this guy free drinks. We'll take out a life insurance policy and we'll tell this guy he can drink for free at our bars and he'll drink himself to death and we'll all get a couple thousand bucks payout. They say it was maybe between $60,000 and $100,000 a person for this life insurance policy. But so they tried to give him, I'll make the story short. Basically, they tried to drink him to death, wouldn't die. They tried poisoning him with all this different stuff. I mean, the guy literally drank poison, rat poison, everything. And no matter what, Mike the Durable would show up the next day begging for a drink. They poisoned his drink. They made him drink antifreeze, rat poison. They'd strip him naked, throw him in the cold freezing snow and negative temperatures. They put tacks into sandwiches and made him eat nails. I mean, they tried for months to kill this guy, Mike the Durable, and they could never do it. And so in the end, because they couldn't kill this guy and make it look like an accident, because he was an alcoholic homeless guy, eventually they just took him to one of the guy's apartments and they just murdered him. And they got caught, and they went to jail. One guy got the death penalty. It's this crazy ancient folklore of American history. But that's like the story of InfoWars, folks. They have poisoned our water. They have poisoned our food. They have made us drink formaldehyde. They've made us eat tax. They've thrown us in the freezing cold and dumped water over on us, hoping we'll die. They pushed Mike the Durable. They paid a guy to run him over with a car. He survived that. I mean, literally, this story is crazy. My point is, we're like Mike the Durable here. Except it's not about some unbelievable Irish strength or something to drink a bunch of booze or have a stomach like a garbage disposal or whatever. It's you in the audience supporting us, praying for us, sharing the links that has made us Mike the Durable, except InfoWars the Durable. So why do I tell you that? Folks, they plan on InfoWars being long dead by now. They did not expect us to still be on air here today. They did not expect Alex Jones to still be operating InfoWars. And yet, here we are. And so, it's almost like they're getting to the point at the end of the Mike the Durable story where they're just going to take us to the back alley and just, you know, shiv us to death. Because we were supposed to be dead by now and we're not. But this is just me kind of clearing the air because I've just been in and out of meetings all morning, and then I had to rush in here and get all my prep work done for the show. But I just want you to know, we're like already past our expiration date. We're already a miracle. We're already the Cinderella story. We're already Mike the Durable. And they are just so ticked off, the enemies of this transmission. They are just so ticked off, folks. You just have no idea. And it is some personal stuff. It's some personal stuff for Alex Jones, but it's more importantly, this whole operation, the crew, the audience, and everything we've done up to this point. In the end, they did kill Mike Durable. But I'm telling you, if it wasn't for your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. And I'm not going to get into some of the stuff that's happened here today. If Alex wants to break that news later on, he can. But folks, I mean, they're throwing everything they can to try to get this place shut down. And we just like Mike the Durable showed up every day to have that free alcohol, we just keep showing up and going live. So it's an honor to be here with you today. You're all part of this. Every day on air is a victory for free speech now. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. The fate of InfoWars and the fate of this transmission will ultimately be the fate of free speech in America. And you've already seen with the test case of Alex Jones and InfoWars and the censorship, and now everything they've done since then, censoring President Trump, censoring the president of Brazil, censoring any commentator that doesn't say men or women, censoring people that don't support the mask or the vaccines, censoring doctors, censoring members of Congress. You've seen it all. What was the test case? InfoWars and Alex Jones. And so if they can completely annihilate us from the free speech market, that will then be the test case and the proof that they can do it to anybody. Now, I've said that. I'm going to urge you to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We need the support, folks. Buy a great supplement. Buy the great fizzy magnesium that's so popular and 25% off. Buy the vitamin D gummies that are popular and 25% off. Buy the VasoBeat Complete. It's good for your blood flow, 40% off. The supplements are great, the t-shirts, the hats, the air filters, the water filters, all of it. Or just go make a donation at SaveInfoWars.com or on the donation page at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to see this through to the end, folks. And I hope that the end is not even in sight. But let me tell you, the long knives, the swords, the cannons, everything is...
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history.
And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It's reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot T-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, let me kind of hit the reset button here and properly lay out what we have coming up. We don't have any guests today on the Alex Jones show, but I have these stacks and stacks of news in front of me. So let me tell you what we're going to be covering. This is the case every day now where I have a stack of news on my desk involving the grooming of young children elementary schools and grade schools and high schools. And even last night, I'm at the gym and I'm playing basketball, and there's a couple high school kids up there and a couple college kids. And then me and my buddies are just, you know, talking politics, and we know what's going on. And some of these college kids are listening to us, and they're just basically just aghast. They're like, "What? How can you even talk like that?" And we're like, "This is what's going on, man. Like, sorry to bring you up to reality here. This is the big boy world." And we start talking about the grooming in the schools. And this one individual who's college age doesn't believe it. He's like, "This is not going on. They're not grooming the kids. They're not doing gay pride parades for kids. Like, come on. Like, you guys are crazy." And it just so happens, and I don't want to give out too much information here, but it just so happens that one of the individuals went to a high school where they were doing the Pride Week this week. He's like, "Yeah, this is actually going on." And then here's the list of all the gay things they sent out for us at the beginning of the week. And this college kid is not uninformed. I mean, he was actually a pretty smart kid. He just had no idea all this was going on. And he's just like, I mean, red pilling in real time. Now, I don't really like to do that when I'm at the gym. That's kind of an escapism thing for me. And I'm already recognized by half the people there, and they want to talk to me, and it's all good. I'm just saying I don't really like doing that. But, I mean, this, why am I making a big deal of this, folks? This is the type of thing that no matter what your politics are, as long as you're not a radical leftist, a radical communist, a just full-on brainwashed zombie, this is the kind of stuff that is going to make people wake up and realize what's going on. And, I mean, you can choose strategically to attach this to the left, or you can let them figure that out for themselves. But let me just tell you, the average person that doesn't really know what's going on because they don't really immerse themselves in the day-to-day politics or the cultural politics, when they see this stuff, it's a shock and awe factor. And so what I'm saying is, every day now, I have a stack of news on my desk that's all about how the school system is grooming children, grooming them sexually. I mean, quite honestly, the best comparison to be made here is Epstein Island and Epstein's sex slaves. And I understand there's a lot of arguments and counterpoints you can make, but really, at a base level, is it not the same thing? Epstein grooming little girls and women into being sex slaves, grooming them into that? Is this not what they're doing in the schools with these kids, grooming them to be sexual deviants? What would you call it? What would you call it when I have a document here, and it's, and well, I should say I have multiple documents here of states, multiple states, where they're teaching prepubescent students all about anal sex and masturbation and sex toys and everything else that you can imagine. Prepubescent kids. Kids that should be, whose biggest concern should be if they scrape their knee climbing a fence or climbing a tree or riding a bike or getting home in time for dinner, you know, maybe scraping up a couple bucks so you can go down the street to the local convenience store to get a candy bar or a soda pop or something. Whatever the latest trend is for games for kids, a video game or a card game. No, now it's learn how to have gay sex and learn about all the different sexual kinks before you even hit puberty. Folks, that is grooming. So I've got a stack of that news. You've got the government illegally spying on its citizens. Remember, James Clapper lied about all that. Not just spying on journalists, which we all assume they do. We now know it. It's triple, quadruple confirmed. Also with DNA databases. Oh, and then remember, they said, you got a PCR test. A lot of you just submitted your DNA to a databank unwittingly. Remember that little nugget they admitted? It's like, oh yeah, you got the nose swab. We collected your DNA. Really? Did you sign off on that? No, but they did it anyway. We've got some political news, as apparently Biden is going to Europe. I don't know if anybody's seen Biden since they put out that fake picture on Twitter yesterday. Yes, the White House got caught putting up a fake picture on Twitter. Or I should say it was a real picture, but from a long time ago. And they say, here's Biden going to Europe. And they post a picture from last year or 2 years ago or who even knows when. They didn't get away with that. Really, the biggest story is this one that's right in front of me here with the graph. And this is just adding on to the pile of evidence or adding on to the data that we have. I mean, are we at the point of it's the cherry on top yet? Is it the bow on top yet? The latest data out of Canada totally proves, ladies and gentlemen, 90% of COVID deaths are vaccinated individuals. Let me repeat. The latest data out of Canada, 90% of COVID deaths are vaccinated individuals. 90% of COVID deaths are vaccinated individuals. 90% of COVID deaths are vaccinated individuals. Do you get it yet? 90% of COVID deaths happen in hospitals. It's actually probably more than that. But I think you get the gist of it. So we'll be covering that, not to mention how now all these countries that were the most tyrannical when it came to the mask and vaccine mandates, oh, now all of a sudden they're just, oh, never mind. Oh, so you put people through all that torment, all that torture, and then you just say, never mind, which, again, is a good thing. You shouldn't be making people take a forced experimental medical procedure, and you shouldn't be forcing people to wear a face muzzle. But it's funny how you just say, okay, never mind, and it's just, oh, yay, they tortured us all these years, and it's back. And what is going on where Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Jen Psaki all get COVID in the same week? Were they all at an event together? What event was that? But whether or not there's something there or not, they're all vaccinated, and they say, oh, thank you for the vaccine. I've got COVID for the second time in 6 months, but that just shows the vaccine is working. Really? Interesting. What happened to that winter of death, by the way? Me and my entire crew are supposed to be dead, according to Joe Biden, because we didn't get the vaccine. That didn't happen. We do have the final day of the Judge Jackson hearing going on right now. Boy, oh boy. I mean, they're going to confirm this pedophile protecting judge, no doubt. I would say the odds are. But man, oh man, is this going to be... This is by far the most embarrassing moment in the United States Supreme Court history will be when Judge Jackson gets confirmed, a pedophile protecting judge. And even maybe worse than that, just a low IQ nitwit who's only gotten to where she's at because of her skin color, literally.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813.
813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results should not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. The big story for me today, and here's the problem, the vaccine stuff, the COVID stuff, the mask stuff, all the medical tyranny, all the medical fascism, it really has been put in the rear view. And so there's no closure on who made the weaponized virus in a biological warfare lab. There's no closure on all the things that were done to us in the process in the last 2 years. By our government, destroying the economy, destroying the supply chain, destroying people's morale, psychology, the torture with the face masks and everything else. There's no closure. There's no justice there. It just gets to be in the rear view now. And we're just so relieved that we're not dealing with it anymore that we just kind of let it fade off into the distance, when really we should be bringing it back to the fore, looking for justice, looking to punish those that did so much damage to our civilization in the process. And I still hear it to this day. It's the most frustrating thing ever. The virus shut down schools. The virus did this. The virus did that. The virus didn't do a damn thing. The government did all of that. But see, that's the problem, is when you want to properly attribute the blame where it belongs, when you actually want to attribute the blame to those responsible, then all of a sudden it's no. But if you want to blame the virus for everything, then it's okay. Blame the virus did all this bad stuff. But then when you point out it was the government, then it was, oh, never mind, it's not bad. It's good, actually. When the government does it, it's good, but if a virus did it, it's bad. So no, it's not going to go in the rear view. Because there needs to be justice, there needs to be closure here. The individuals that made this virus in a lab need to be punished. And those that covered it up need to be investigated. But that's just the beginning. Then you get into the vaccines. Now, I can pull data out of any country on earth from any period of time post-vaccine. And you're going to get, except for maybe a plus minus 5 to 10% difference, you're going to get the same result that we got out of the most recent data from Canada. And the Daily Exposé has the story. The public documents are available. Canada's pandemic of the fully vaccinated. 7 in every 10 COVID-19 deaths are among fully vaccinated, according to official data. Trudeau's government trying to cover it up. Now, think about that, though. That's not even really the full truth. That's fully vaccinated, which is just as bad. They're saying 70% of fully vaccinated individuals, or rather 70% of COVID deaths are fully vaccinated individuals. So that's the multiple vaccines. But if you're not talking about multiple vaccines, but just one vaccine, the number is 90% of COVID deaths are among the vaccinated. So here's what you have to do now. How many of these deaths are from COVID and how many of these deaths are from vaccines? Now, the correlation here is pretty clear. If you're vaccinated, you have a higher chance of death from COVID than if you're not vaccinated. So, really, we've reached a point where I would say probably half of the COVID deaths are actually from the vaccine. Because the data here doesn't lie. Now, obviously, you can't make that claim before the vaccine comes out. But if you just look at the data post-vaccine, most COVID deaths are in vaccinated individuals. So is that really COVID or is that the vaccine? Because when the non-vaccinated are not dying from COVID, but the vaccinated are, well, there's your controlled study right there. And what is the variable? The vaccine. So it's pretty clear. As if there wasn't enough evidence and data and shocking reporting and whistleblowing, it just continues to pile up. The vaccines are killing people. And to me, the proof is now in the pudding here, and it's really just an unbelievable attempt at a cover-up with Hillary Clinton and Jen Psaki and Barack Obama all getting COVID in the same week. Now, were they at some secret meeting together, or is that just a coincidence? People are asking. But each one of them, oh, I've got COVID. By the way, I'm fine. The vaccine is working. Literally all within a week here, Clinton, Obama, and Psaki get COVID. Now, they could all be lying. I don't think that would shock anybody. Obama, Clinton, and Psaki telling a lie? Well, that's like the sun rising and setting. That's like water is in a river or a lake. So, yeah, Clinton, Obama, Psaki could all be lying about this for various reasons. But it's hilarious. They get COVID. They say, hey, it's not bad. By the way, the vaccine is working. An incredible admission. So you admit COVID is not that bad, and it's not deadly, and that the vaccine is not working, all in one statement, but yet somehow that's used to promote the vaccine and the COVID fear-mongering. It's total clown world, folks. It's total clown world where the exact evidence and proof you would need that you don't need to be afraid of COVID and that the vaccine isn't working, and they somehow use that to argue the vaccine is working and you still need to be afraid of COVID. Only in the bizarro clown world does that work. And it's the ancient quotable from Voltaire: if they can make you believe absurdities, they can make you commit atrocities. This is what's happening on so many different levels. But let's move on. 10 CEOs of airlines call on President Biden to move on from mask mandates on flights. So people aren't flying anymore. They're sick of the mask. The airlines are starting to realize that, and they want the federal mandate on the planes to be revoked. We'll see how that goes. New Zealand scraps vaccine passports and mandates. Wow, after they were so hardcore and how important it all was, now they're scrapping it. But not before they vaccinated a bunch of people that are probably going to die from it. Ignored by fake news media, U.S. COVID deaths to pass 1 million mark today, more than 600,000 deaths under Joe Biden. Yeah, remember, oh, every COVID death is Trump's fault. It's all Trump. Look at the blood on Trump's hands from COVID. Well, now it's Biden with more COVID deaths, and that's with the vaccine. So, you know, maybe there's another story there. We know what it is. The vaccine is killing people. But, oh, the media says Biden's doing such a great job. More people dead under Biden, but that's because he's doing a better job than Trump. An individual recounts what their child is going through in school. I mean, this is just disgusting stuff in the city of Chicago. Today, my son, who faces severe speech delays and needs to see faces to be able to see his own toddled off happily to pre-K at school. He was returned to me 2 hours later with a mask forcibly tied to his face by a teacher, crying. What kind of sick, demented freak would tie a mask to a kid's face? Now, we've seen these liberal teachers. They are tying them off. They're taping them. They're duct taping them. I mean, it's basically torture. And who is it every time? It's a freak show leftist teacher that wants to torture your kids, either sexually pervert them or literally put a muzzle over their face. Israel COVID-19 cases surge. 83.1% are vaccinated. That's what I'm saying. It's about 5 to 10% give either way on the numbers. But it's, you work off 85% as the number, 85% of COVID deaths, give or take 10% or 5%, I'd say probably, give or take 5% from 85% of COVID deaths are vaccinated, no matter which country you investigate. Nova Scotia adds 13 types of cancer to workplace insurance coverage for firefighters, where they force them to get the vaccine. Now, all of a sudden, all these new cancers are popping up, so they have to cover it. Huh, wonder what that's about. Italian champion cyclist collapses after first stage of Volta in Spain. CPR performed at the scene. Another account of an athlete vaccinated passes out on the field of competition.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.